Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening in. This is, of course, Andrew Fetter at When Pigs Fly. And I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to thank the producers, of course, BBS Radio, for allowing me to, of course, transpon across the universe. Today, I'm going to do a unique show. I do it every once in a while, where I just basically... basic sort of way of channeling, if you want to call it, say what I see or hear or envision. But before I do, because I know tonight is the Olympics and the opening Olympics, and there has been issue about a thing about possibly, well, let me just put it in that case. Back in 1972, as people hopefully do remember, in Munich, during the Olympics in Germany, Munich, Germany, there were 11 Israeli Olympic athletes who were murdered by the PLO Black September group. And ironically, the financier of that is, of course, was a boss who was present, Palestinian Authority's president. And there's been much given to asking for, I guess, a sort of amazing 40 years ago, and they still have not done even a moment of silence or whatnot. And there's been much demand for that. So, of course, on my show, what I'm going to do, since they have it, and I'm hopefully that, you know, perhaps if the Olympic Committee didn't do it, and they're obviously not, maybe perhaps the Israelis themselves would just stand still in a procession. I, for one, will not be watching the opening because of that, not just that, but because sometimes there's, I think, a dichotomy with some things, issues with the Olympics. I do like watching the events because I think that is a great thing, watching the athletes, of course. But I think it's withstanding that I think it's imperative to look at what happened in 1972 in Munich. It happened to, yes, 11 Israelis. And I'm often wondering how much things have not changed. Is it because if it's diminishing understanding or seeing in this world where there is blood that is let out, or Jewish blood, or Jews who die is made less in importance? I mean, 11 people. I remember thousands upon thousands of people marching in the streets over 10 people who were killed during the Gaza situation of, I remember whatever, with the boat thing or whatever, the flotilla thing. Yet, for 11 Jews who were killed, it's like nothing there. It just puts things back into perspective of the reality of the world, how sometimes things haven't changed. So in doing so, first of all, I would like to name off these people who died. Notwithstanding that we go through tragedies within our world, such as what happened in Colorado was a deep tragedy. Here's another example. But I think that there are times, too, when you do these certain things, it's at its point of reference to when you remember them or put a memorial on them, is to show your compassion, the connection between them. And by doing the compassion, you show how we are absolutely connected to each other. So in doing so, this is what I think should have been done in the Olympics. Since Olympics is a point of bringing people together, that's why I thought it was very important for them to have this memorial. It was a way of bringing people together. And let, I believe that it's been politics that has overridden and colored people's eyes and toward their hatred and division. So here, though, I named the names of the 11 who had perished. The first name is Moshe Weinberg. Then there was Yosef Romano, Zev Friedman, David Berger, Yaakov Springer, Eliezer Hoffman, Yosef Gutfrun, Kehat Shore, Mark Slavin, Andre Spitzer, and Amitzer Shapira. So for this moment, brief moment, I will have 1 minute of silence. Thank you. Anyway, I sort of have to get things off my chest sometimes when I say that. It just sort of puts things, like I said, it's just weird when I see things like that. It just sort of weirds out some issues and things I've seen. You always wonder how things have really changed and how things haven't. But anyway, going back to a different itch things of what I'm about to explain, but before I do, I have a very, very special guest coming on in next week on August 3rd. So circle your calendar, because this is a really, really, really special guest. Lisa Barata, who is author of this amazing book called The Book of Transformation. And I highly recommend it. It's imperative because it deals with what's happening with our Earth, which is actually increasing its frequency to a very new level, a more positive level. So we're going to have more positive than negative. So I believe that this interview, you certainly do not want to miss. Again, it's next week. Circle your calendars. That's August 3rd. So notwithstanding, I'm going to tell you what I see, what I feel, what I hear. And I'm just being the vessel. There will be rising of tides. The skies will be extremely deep, but lights flying across the skies. These will be eye-opening. These will be changing you. Meadows with the ambers of song perhaps will be heard and listened to. Yet, emotions and bewilderments will be echoing from the distance from the land of old. Above, within, about, the skies. Streaks of blue amongst the Mayan to the Inca anew. There will be movements of people from all corners to the center, from the south to the center. And yet, old lands will be rediscovered. There will be humming sounds murmuring across the Pacific. And what will transpire is, yes, they are truly among us. The tides will rise, the Pacific and the Atlantic. All oceans will rise. The Indian, the Arabian, all seas, all oceans will rise. Far, far within the lands of the Caesar, the lands of the Plateaus, the lands of the Fernandas and Isabellas, the lands of the Shakespeares and the Henrys, the lands of poetries, leprechauns, four-leaf clovers, the lands of Nitschkes, the lands of Jones. The heats will be heating up within these summers. The heats of the summer remains, though, within the fall. The hate of karma among them all. Starving exudes in these lands. Turmoil political as the economics of plunder unfold. The crash of what was once called the Union, the EU, continues forever to unfold. Yet, still these lands hold on to their attachment of karma of its hate to when they called the Jew, they called Israel. And yet, the more they hate and the more they starve, from the heat of summer, the cold knife of old man's winter, which are not afar. Russia will be of the old crash. Clashing will be within the streets, havoc, screaming, yelling, challenging within and upon the Kremlins. Eastern Europe, a new rain pours. Looking west, looking east, finding themselves once again for themselves for more. China becomes a new or strives to be old. Yet its leaders will begin the plunder of implosion from within. Who's been sleeping with your wife as the sex scandals are bound to begin? India will become of gold, but beware of becoming the pimp in the whore. Its abundance of economics, the question will remain, are they becoming the pimp in the whore? Beware, beware, as I said before. Get your news, read all about it. Assad is dead. Assad is dead. Headlines will be the news. Damascus blood is drying, as a new blood will be splattering like rivers in the lands of Cedar and Phoenician. The tentacles of Amman will be severed forevermore, sliced and cut. The yellow flags with the AK are burning, as the cedar of red and white are flying high. No end. Nasala is drowning the heads once and for all. The hate of who they are, thought they are, dissolves. Division within the enemy grows in some, while others, it will dissolve. Cracks will open within the lands of Tigris and Euphrates. War upon its kind like never seen before. And yet, within upon the land of great Cyrus, the great scare of the nuke, the threat of the nuke, a great blast suddenly roars. A rumbling of earth, swelling deep tunnels, and soon the dust, it does settle. People will begin rising up upon itself in waves of green, green everywhere. Green flags everywhere. They awaken. Green will become its banner held high, and all will be the Netta's shouting, shouting, we are all Netta, Netta. Upon the ridge of the lowest of seas, opening of the earth, striking specifically the Ramallah and Shem, Streets are crumbling. Earth is crackling. Glass is burning. Worlds are like oceans. Screams and shouts of cries. Hands of earth opening and swelling. Rising mountains. And the sinking of valleys. The Edomites are the plunder. When dust settles and the quiet of winds, a new clearing is evident when the real peace begins. The Hashemites begin the discussion. The Edomites are no more. Now call the Philistines, now myth forevermore. Sons of Hejaz and sons of Bagan, signing a new settling to things to be. Making irrelevant the UN, US, EU, Russia, the Quartet, as they are called, will never be. Outsiders are out. Insiders are in. Peace being realized. Jordan and Israel being the ones. The PA door closes. The Gaza absorbed by the pharaohs. The people of David flourish despite their neighbors. Gas, 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 thriving above, beyond, evermore. Like the biblical portions of dreams, the hate has drunken below the pharaohs. For 7 years there will be famine. 7 years until 7 years there will be love of your neighbors. Africa of the central and the south will rise upon itself. Flourishing, changing, and new dynamics never seen before. No longer will the belly of the child be blowing up. They will be writhing with abundance like never before, only though within the central and the south. Except for the very southern tip will be cut off from itself. There will also be soothing winds, healing winds, far, far in the east. Healing winds. Japan, the new alignment. Thailand, always smiling, yet people are waking. And the women of the east rising, like waves across waves. Burma will reemerge out of a capsule, thought lost, and back into us. Yet there will be more rains and more rains that soak. As tides rises, lands will diminish. The lands down under, lost time become bewildered. And amongst the plains, amongst the Americas, a new transition will occur. In the politics of old, there will be a Mormon in the house, but sitting around the house will be nothing but blue. Compromises will be put in order. Changes will occur in the beginning. Challenges upon our monetary and economics. Challenges upon the haves and why nots. A new change will occur. New rediscoveries of our health will be discovered. Our sciences will merge. There will be restrictions, rebuildings. We'll be focusing upon fixing ourselves. Looking within for fixing outside. There will be diminishing and diminishing of divisions. And changing of what we thought was what will be. Yet, things will seem like as if there nothing has changed. Things will seem as if nothing has changed. These will happen by little onion layers. Little bit A little bit. Yet, things in true time are fast. For in truth is, the energies of Earth is increasing. Faster and faster and faster. The negatives being lessened and lessened and lessened. What is happening is Earth. Its frequency is increasing so fast. It will be affecting everything. Everything. Species. It is why our Earth is changing. It is why our rivers are rising. It is not global warming. It is not caused by humans. It is the universe. It is alignments of the planets. It is the changing of patterns. We egotistically think that we can actually change things. We are like a fart in the wind. Humanity cannot change things. We live amongst the planet. We are part of the planet. We do not control the planet. When the planet sees fit that we are bringing things so far out of balance, the energy swift and changes it to counter that. Things change. Energies are changing and increasing. It is affecting us like DNA, our DNA, our physiologically, our breathing, the air, everything about us. All things on this planet are changing. Plants, everything. And as we get closer and closer and closer, it's the infamous or famous December 21st, 2012. Nothing's really going to seem different. But the pendulum is changing course. As a pendulum tries to change itself, its pattern, from, let's say, right to left to go north to south, it has to shorten its swings. Thus, everyone will be feeling this. This is why everybody feels so weirded out. It's happening faster and faster and faster and faster because it's shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Until it finally comes to one motion and then goes to the opposite direction. And that's what happens. We are going through that. In the next 3 to 6 months, between that period, we will be going through a very static change, a very unique change. It's giving us the opportunity to rediscover the realities of the universe. And what's going to happen? I will tell you, new sciences will be discovered and rediscovered. New understandings will merge together. Medicine will finally move toward where common physics is, heading to the appropriate direction. Away from looking at us as a Newtonian-looking car. We are not car parts. We are energy. When we look upon ourselves, we do not look at ourselves when we go and do an X-ray or a MRI to discover our illness. It's used through energies. Yet, when we do the remedy, we think we're fixing a car. Take a car part, give a pill, cut that part out, put this part in. Yet we are made up of energy. Adjust the energy. Fix the energy. That's how you fix it. These will become more apparent. Our health care will change in due course. Slowly by slowly, the profits of health care will certainly change. healthcare would become an actual right in the United States as opposed to a privilege. It's heading to that direction, whether people like it or not. The baby step, three steps up, four steps back, whatever you want to call it, we are heading to that direction. There's no way to get around it. I say within 4 years, there will be an expansion of Medicare, where all healthcare falls into the Medicare system, and that there will be a what they call an option, a public option, that was once proposed by way back in, which Obama originally promised. This will resurface within 4 years. There's another unique thing that's beginning to happen, and you'll soon discover. People will be dying, of course. You're going to see a lot of people dying. Yet, people will be living longer, much longer. And we always will exist in one form or another. And for every action, there's always a reaction. And all that I have said is what I have said is at this moment. And yet, all things can change. Certainly what I had just said can change. All things change. And there is even more. More of the universe is pushing humanity to the real, to be real, to reality, or more correctly, to the understanding of truth. The universe is indeed infinite and beyond the infinite. We are all connected, and that the division is an illusion. We, the whole universe, we, humanity, we, the earth, we, the planets, we, other planets, we, other beings, we, other objects, all matter, we, energy, we, antimatter, every possible infinite existence is connected, hence we are truly one. And I know I've done this in short for this show, but I want to thank you again. This has been a, I know I only did this for a half an hour, but it is what it is. And most important, I want people for today to reevaluate things of the past. Learn from it. Don't hold back negative things. That includes everything. People, policies, don't blame game. Don't look at us against them. It's not Democrats versus Republicans and vice versa. They are us. We are all part of the same thing. Your neighbor, your friends. There's reasons why there is that. How your reaction is what transpires. When you come to realize that we are all the same. We're all connected to each other, but we're like leaves on a tree with different views. Then you've come to the reality of the universe. Then you see things for what they are. How can you hate when they're part of you? How can you see them as being different than you? You can be upset by their actions, but that translates from being hated, being hating. Look at things for who we are. We're all one and the same. Look at all transpires all around us. Why do you think we're going through these situations over and over? We're on like, it's like watching a merry-go-round going round and round. Why does it keep on occurring? over and over the same issues, the same circumstances. Europe, everything you see is same old, like history. Why? Think about it. Why? Why do we have the same problems every 4 years? The people who were going to be elected promised the same bullshit, and the next thing you know, they have the same issues. Doesn't matter with the Democrat or Republican. Why is this the same circle? Think about it. So with that, I want to thank you all for listening. And I'm going to close with Ofra Haza Imnialu. And I want to thank you all for listening in. Do catch my next show next Friday. And that will be a special show. Like I said, that will be with a very special guest, Lisa Barata, author of the Book of Transformation. I believe that will be highly enlightening. And I will have information posted on my website about that within the next coming days. Do check that out. And I want to thank you. God bless you all. And have a glorious, glorious weekend. Thank you. Darte Mahal.